This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A 41-year-old El Paso County Sheriff's deputy has become one of the youngest to die of the coronavirus in Colorado. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Deputy Jeff Hopkins had symptoms of COVID-19 for about a week before his death Wednesday, but a test for the virus only came back positive a day before. Hopkins had been with the sheriff's office for nearly two decades. Sheriff Bill Elder says Hopkins' last assignment was as an intake and release deputy at the El Paso County Jail.
He was an exceptional employee, and he was always committed to the mission and the vision of the sheriff's office, and he will be missed.
It's unclear how many people may have come in contact with Hopkins, though he had not worked many days in the couple of weeks before his death. Eight other El Paso County sheriff's deputies have been diagnosed with coronavirus. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The Colorado legislature may come back to work at the Capitol later this spring, even if the state is still under a declared emergency and a stay-at-home order. CPR's Bentha Berkland has more.
Democratic House leaders say all options are on the table, from meeting remotely to outfitting lawmakers with personal protective equipment to allow them to work inside the building. House Speaker Casey Becker says there may be a $2 billion budget shortfall.
Every week, you know, the numbers keep getting worse. When do we hit bottom? When does the economy get back on its feet?
Lawmakers suspended their work March 14th. One lawmaker tested positive for COVID-19, and another has contracted a different coronavirus. I'm Bente Berkland, CPR News.
Coming up on All Things Considered, the coronavirus pandemic poses both a public health and an economic crisis. Squarely in the middle of those concerns are fears about medical bills and loss of employer-provided health insurance. Then, during the flu epidemic of 1918, the town of Gunnison, Colorado, shut itself off from the world. Today, Gunnison County has been hit hard by coronavirus and is asking outsiders to stay away again. Those stories are coming up next on All Things Considered. It's 24 degrees and overcast with some light snow beginning to fall in Metro Denver. You're listening to CPR News.